Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
US 99 is Scotty. I'm going to continue to pay tribute to Toby Keith throughout the show, but I want to have some fun, and I want to talk about this article that I saw a little bit ago about Ryan Gosling. He was in an interview, and he talked about all this trouble he got in when he was like a young kid. He got suspended from first grade for throwing steak knives at other people.
They were able to hold steak knives?
That's like, a crazy, I don't know. Those Disney kids, you know, you never know. But what I did want to talk about is if you remember ever when you were younger, getting in like some real trouble as a kid, like you remember one time that stands out where you're like, oh man, I was in big trouble. I remember, and ironically, mine involves knives too. I remember this kid in my preschool. His name was Jason. I won't say his last name because I think he still lives here. But he brought like a pocket knife to school. And I remember like bringing stuff from my house to trade him for a pocket knife because I really was. So I was like a kid in preschool walking around with a pocket knife.
Oh gosh. In elementary, I used to, you know, request to go to the bathroom. And I would go to the bathroom and I would make paper airplanes and try to throw them through the stalls and see which one would land in the toilet. And I would do that nonstop and see which toilet would, we would take guesses, which toilet would flood, and we would flood the toilet.
Oh my God. So was there a scandal going around the school that they're like, who is the paper airplane bandit? Like, until they figured it out was you?
They made an announcement saying whoever's clogging the toilet needs...
Yeah,
and
you were the poo-poo bandit.
Yes, I was a poo-poo bandit, yeah.
Nick the poo-poo bandit, I love it. Let's do that. I think we all have that one time that we remember when we were a kid, when you got in a lot of trouble. You're like, oh man, I was busted. What did you do? Let's start with Nick in Mundelein. What'd you do?
So in high school, freshman year, so my mom worked for a company. I'm not going to name the company, but she got a ton of like disposable e-cigarettes.
Oh.
And me and one of my friends ended up selling it to like some of our friends and our friend group.
Oh my God.
10 people. Apparently one of those other friends sold it to somebody else outside of our friend group, and
that's like a federal offense,
trouble.
Isn't it?
I don't know, but
so
anyway.
Who'd you get busted by, your mom or the police or what?
My mom, the school, and I think one other kid got in trouble with the police, but I never got in any trouble.
Oh, lucky you.
There.
They didn't rat you out is actually what happened. They were good friends. They didn't rat you out?
Yeah, no.
All right, Brandon Portage, you calling because you got in trouble as a kid?
Yeah, I was kind of a troublemaker.
What'd you do?
So we used to live with my grandparents where our house got built, and my parents and my uncle, they would bowl competitively like a couple nights a week.
Okay.
And my grandparents' house was on a busy road, but also their driveway was a kind of an incline.
Okay.
And so I would essentially throw the bowling balls down the driveway into the traffic.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And as a kid, you don't really comprehend like the consequences of that.
No.
Until they
fun,
happen.
So I was like, yeah. And then the bowl, 2 liters would go down the drive. Pretty much anything that would roll.
You
would
just rolled it down the driveway.
Yeah.
Your little
bad.
Brother, come here.
Yeah. US 99.